I sense a great urgency here tonight. Let me say before I read, I'm so glad to see Brother Joel and his wife come to me. And you say, don't you leave to speak. Appreciate all of you. Our deacon endures in his life, and some of them might have to get up after a while, and I've talked to him. He's got a business meeting. Very important. We're going around 11 o'clock. And they're staying for church. I'm going to have to drive home after church and get that away. And I told him, I talked to him, I tried to get him just go ahead. He's on that while I go, and just go ahead and go on. They're staying, and if they get up and leave, it's not because I don't love and appreciate Joanne Walls because they need to go. But Brother Ronnie, y'all will be sure to just go when you have to. Choir, Richlands Choir, I've heard you sing many a song over the years. You blessed me with your singing. I've shouted over your singing. I've rejoiced over your singing, but you have never sang a song that I have heard that is more fitting for this very service, for this very time. I feel the seriousness of the Spirit of God here tonight. I solicit your prayers that God would help us to say the right words, the right way, the right time, and know when to give the altar service. I myself have done it. I have preached when I should have been given an altar service and kept preaching. Help me to discern when is the right time. I want you to know tonight, sinner, friend, and backslider, you are the most important one in this house right now. Last night, Joanne and I done as we've done for many, many years. It doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. We've driven all night and it's beginning to crack day before we get a chance to go to bed. The last night we made this our policy for soon to be 50 years is to pray the last night for the day. Close that day out with prayer and begin the next day with prayer. Nothing is important. Last night as we went to our campers and we were closing our day out, we were praying. God spoke to me about this message. We got through praying, I told him. Sister Joanne, I said, well, I got to go back and study somewhere. I got to go back and do some research. And I got to go back and study. So I got up, and it was then, I guess, 11:30, I'm not sure. But anyway, I want you to know tonight, sinner friend, whoever you are, you're the most important person in this service. Would you look with us tonight in God's divine library, please, in the book of Hosea, chapter number 1, verse number 2. Hosea, chapter number 1, verse number 2. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said unto Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredoms, departed from the Lord. Chapter number 3, verse number 1. Then said the Lord unto me, go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet as an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flatteries of wine. So I have bought her meant to me are 15 pieces of silver, and for an homer of barley, and a half of homer of barley. I'm going to ask you tonight if you would, and we've stood quite a bit, but would you stand one more time and stretch your right hand toward us and ask God to embarrass us tonight. Lord, I stand before this congregation trembling in fear, not because of this congregation, but because I'm afraid I'll not be able to preach this message that's laid on my heart like it needs to be preached. Oh, God, tonight, let the pleading spirit of the Holy Ghost move in the midst of us. I recognize, Lord, that the psalmist said, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord wake the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Regardless of the words we may use and the illustrations that we may use, except the Holy Ghost move and touch us, God, it'll all be in vain. Touch these lips of clay, this body of nothingness. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would touch the hearts of the lost, the backslider, the wayward. Give us ears now, Lord, to hear. Touch our ears that we may hear. Touch our hearts that we may receive, our minds that we may understand that you love us. In our eyes we may see plainly, but on our eyes will I stand. Any good and all good that's done, we'll give none other but you the glory, the praise, and honor. In Christ's name. Amen. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight from my text, Redeeming Love. Some years ago, and I suppose somewhere in my big box of cassette tapes, I probably have this tape. In fact, I'm pretty sure that I do, of a black preacher. Probably a lot of you have or you've heard of it. And Jasper Williams was preaching on I Was Married to a Harlot. I'd like to preach tonight on redeeming love. Now, it's easy for me to really cut your children off and to tear down those of your bloodline. But when it comes to those little bridges, sometimes if I'm not careful, it's a different thing. I have seen over the years people be so hard on others and on their children until it comes to their house. Amen. And then when it comes home, there's something about it that it gets beneath the collarbone and into the chest cavity and into the heart. We begin to feel. No, in soon be 50 years, I've never backslid, just premeditatedly never went out and done things that I knew I shouldn't have done. God help me that I never. Lord, I pray that you will, and only, may I say right here, the only reason I haven't is because of the grace of God and the keeping power of the Son of God. My dear brother and sister, you might not like the night speaker after I say what I'm fixing to say, but were not it for the keeping power of the Lord, I would have fallen and I would have failed. But he's been so kind and gracious to keep me. And on him I've relied. And on him I've trusted over the years, Brother Horton. And I've went back to him time and time again and said, Lord, keep me. Hallelujah. I'll take my time if you don't mind. This story about Gomer is a Joy Heights special. It's an illustrated service, sermon. Really beyond what Brother Joy would do, but it's an illustrated sermon. Israel is going down the drain. They have turned away from the living God. And the God that really delivered them, and the God of their covenant, and the God of their forefathers, they had gone away. My dear brother and sister, we must admit, there's enough of this pie to pass around to everybody in the United States. We as a nation have fallen further than we ever have in the history of America. Morals are at its all-time low. Marriage doesn't seem to mean much to people anymore. Great God, have mercy, help me. Israel is gone down, and this is their last opportunity, and this is the last time and the last prophet of that hour that he is prophesying concerning this nation and this people that God loves so much, and how much he cares for them, and how he wants them to turn around and come back, and how he is willing to plug the drain by which they're fixing to go down. He lets them know that he loves them. He lets them know that he cares for them. Oh, God. I often tell people a statement like this. America has her faults. I agree. I've gone to several and go to several countries preaching this gospel. But I want you to know I'm still a true-blooded American. Amen. Well, the faults, the failures, and everything else, I love the red, white, and blue. Amen. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or nothing. If you don't salute the red, white, and blue flag and support and sing the national anthem, you have no right to be in this country.
Said the Lord unto me, go yet.
Glory.
Come on.
Great God, help us. After she has done so bad, after she has broken her marriage vow, after she has played the harlot, after she has sold herself, after she has committed such sins, my dear brother, there's one thing to be a debt, a person who skips out on your debt. There's another thing to be a person who will talk bad. That's bad. But to be unfaithful to the marriage vow is to be low as low. But God is wanting them to know, no matter how low you have sank, God is still concerned and God still loves you. Hallelujah. Oh, it is a story of a one-sided affair. Great God, have mercy. In spite of all of that, the Lord still loves him. Yet, and nevertheless, no matter what has happened, I want you to turn around and go back to him again and try again. And I've come to preach to you tonight that God still wants to save you. Praise God. That God's still concerned about you. That God still loves you. And God wants you to come back home. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, yet go again. Turn around and go back again and tell them that I'm in love with them, that I love them. To be redeemed is to be the next of kin must do the redemption. Christ became one of us that we might become sons of God. Hallelujah. Behold, John said, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. I'll tell you, it never amazes me that the Lord God would send his Son and let him become a man like to me that I might be a son of God, and that he would save such a wretched sinner as I. Praise God. Brother Neil, I can't picture you. I know, and I'm not going to tell you how bad it was, but I'll tell you one thing. It was well bad enough to send my soul to a never-ending hell. I should have been lost. I should have been doomed. I should have been damned, and I wouldn't have been had not it been that God loved me enough that he sent his Son to redeem me from sin and to redeem every one of us. We have nothing to boast in save the old ragged cross and the shed blood of the Son of God, and saved by the grace of God. Undeserving as we are, undeserving as we were, he saved us. Would you help me preach a little while tonight? I'm begging somebody, and let them know that the Lord loves you and that he cares for you. Praise God. Oh, yes. I want you to know tonight that he's willing, and this kinsman pays back the price that was paid. Oh, this kinsman, go turns around and gives and pays a price to redeem and to purchase back. Know you not that you were bought for the price? I'll tell you what, Calvary is our hope. Calvary is our expression of God's love and salvation. Hallelujah. Calvary is the reason tonight that you and me are here, because Jesus Christ paid the price that we could not pay. Somebody sang a song, I owed a debt that I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. Hallelujah. He became our Boaz, if you please. He became our kinsman. He became our propitiation. He became our Savior. Oh, he became our price. He paid it for us all. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Pray, saints, pray. I'm throwing the lifeline for it. I'm trying to reach out to somebody. You've come to this church. The devil has told you there's no way. The devil has told you you've gone too far. The devil has told you God don't love you anymore. The devil has told you that you sank beyond any hope and any mercy. But I'm telling you, you couldn't have sank no more than Gomer sank. And still, when it come down and she stepped on the auction block, no doubt,
of what theologians tell us. She had sold herself. She had got herself in debt and could not buy herself and could not pay her way out. And she was to be auctioned off. The prophet buys her. Hallelujah. That's the one that I love. Why are you bidding such a price? Because I loved him. I'll tell you why heaven had bid such a price, my sinner friend, was because God loves you. Because he cares for you. Because he still wants to redeem you. Because he wants to bring you home. He wants to bring you back. Hallelujah. It's because of the love of God.
Thank you, Brother Randall. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Brother James. I appreciate what you had to say. I appreciate what Brother Michael had to say. But most of all, I appreciate the Holy Ghost pulling and pleading to let somebody know tonight that you can come home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm reminded of a couple that I pastored. This young lady was in and out. She was very much unfaithful to her marriage. More than one time, more than a lot of times. I remember one night in the church, Sister Joanne was having a move of the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God moved on Sister Joanne, and she jumped up and told someone, said, "Tell Neil, if he misses me where I'm at," she went to the house, walked into the house of that woman, and walked up to her and said, "I've come to tell you that God loves you and God wants you back." And I think she came back and prayed. Then she did later on. And Joanne said, "If I have to carry on my back, you're going to go to heaven. We're going to see that you go to heaven." Oh, well, that was good that she felt that way, but this woman prayed for a while, and just like a lot of people, she was back out again. Brother Joy, you probably don't remember this, but I've used it several times in my preaching. You come to preach to us at Allen Town one year, and I think you really come to preach to me more than anybody, and probably nobody else got anything. But I was so whipped out with people in and out of church, and they were shouting this week and pouting next week and going the next week, and back and forth. I got disgusted and discouraged with them. And I said, "I'm through with them. I want to tell you, you and me might be through with them, but they're not through till God gets through." Somebody said, "Do you think that God saved?" I said, "No matter what I think, it's what God knows." Hallelujah. Amen. You're not shouting much now, but that's the fact. Praise God. And I said, Brother Joy came that year and that time and preached for spiritual revival. I think it was. I'm not sure. It might have been a homecoming. I'm not definite about that. But I remember this so vividly. I was so discouraged and whipped out. I went inners and outers and inners and outers and upers and downers. It's one thing to be up and down, but it's another thing to be in and out. But I had a pile of inners and outers. And every time I was running this and getting that and caught the other was going. And it was a back and forth yo-yo. And Brother Joy come that year and he was preaching somewhere in his sermon. I don't even know what it took for a text. But he said, "I used to make every evangelist that come to Carnac feel good." He said, "They'd come and said, I'd get in and pray. And they'd go off and say, 'Hey, that boy that blows that horn, got in and got saved.'" And he said, "Then after a little while, I'd run back out. Next thing you know, youth camp would come up." And he said, "I'd go to praying before time for youth camp so I could get in and pray, blow my horn and be a part of the service of singing and so forth and on." Said, "I was in, and quick as youth camp was over, just a few days, I was back out. But I also remember him saying, 'There come a time when I hit that altar and I said it.'" And I said, "God, this is it. I'm going to stay, sink, or swim." And he said, "On this very day, I never got out again." Hallelujah. I'm telling somebody now that you need to rise up and try it again. You need to fall back in this altar. You need to fall in love with the Lord again. You need to confess your sins. You need to come on back.
beautiful girls. One of them adopted boy, which was a baby. And they were separated. Had the children. Her life was so hard. I'll never forget that day, a rainy day, about like the day this one. I was coming from back where I live, back behind the church, a half a mile back in the woods. His sister-in-law lived between me and the church. And as I drove down the road that day, coming, I don't know, going somewhere. And as I drove, and I passed, he was sitting in his sister-in-law's yard, in his truck, with this little boy, and the little boy now was out. And his sister-in-law had hit my back. And I drove past, and the Spirit of the Lord came to me and said, turn around and go back and tell Howard. Don't do what he sticks me to do.
Oh, God.
He'll go to hell. And I knew the situation. I said, that's just my fault. So I rode on. I got on closer to the, it's a dirt road, got closer to the highway, and the Spirit of God came strongly on me. Go back and tell Howard. If he does what he's thinking about doing, he'll go to hell. And I said, he just brought the little boy over here. I'm going to go to work. The time I started driving up on the highway, the Holy Ghost came on me so forth. And said, I said, turn around, go back and tell Howard not to do what he speaks to me. I just turned and went there and now go back there. Drove up beside his truck. And his sister-in-law, Sister Shirley, was there. And, of course, we could all exchange greetings. And I said, Sister Shirley, would you mind if I talked to her? She said, not at all, love me. She took the child and went on in the house. I got out and crawled over in the truck with Howard. And I said, Howard, I rode past you. And the Lord spoke to me and said, tell you, don't do what you're fixing to do. You'll go to hell. He said, don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, yeah, you do. I don't. What do you mean? I said, you know what? I don't know what you're talking about. I said, Howard, God spoke to me 3 times. You're fixing to go down that road. Go down yonder and commit suicide. God doesn't want you to die lost. As if it were yesterday. I remember that big star with 240 pounds. Reach under that seat and pull out that pistol and laid it up on the dash and began to fall. Said I was going down to the landing, the boat landing down the road, and I was going to end it all. But God stopped him. I feel like tonight, Brother Alford, I'm standing between somebody and somebody that's fixing to do something drastic unless you pay attention in front of the road. But the Redeemer is here to redeem you, to save you, to restore you, and to bring you back. The outstretched arms of the great God of heaven, the love and compassion of the Holy Ghost, the being of the Christ of Calvary, the one who loves you so much, he gave us all to keep you from dying lost, to save us all. Hallelujah. Should perish. He who loves you so much, he redeemed you with his own life. He paid the price for you. You'll go to hell without an excuse if you leave this place and die lost. It's a one-sided love affair. How is it that somebody can love someone else so much? I'm reminded talking to her. And in our conversation, others had told him, even his own mother said, leave her! Leave her! Get rid of her! She's no good! He began to tell me, now listen. I'll never forget. He said, Brother Neil, you're my pastor. God, it was on the middle side, I would have said to Jennifer. But when I looked at that big old man, and I said, Howard, I want to just ask you one question before I give you an answer. And he said, yes, sir. I said, do you still love Sandy? It's bad to see anybody cry, but you see a big old, tough, rough man fall over and begin to bawl. He began to cry. And he said, I still love her. Then I was able to find the love of God. In spite of all of our faults and failures, in spite of our all unfaithfulness, Brother Joel Taylor, he still loves. I just tell you right now, I ain't got nothing for him. You might not, but God has. I think we ought to borrow from the church, but God ain't going to borrow from heaven if hell come back. Hallelujah! I thank you. Preacher was preaching on God takes in the outcast. A lady come to him and prayed in the altar, and got him to come to him later. And she said to him, said, Preacher, have you preached on God accepts the outcast? And he said, yes, I do. And yes, I do. And yes, he does. She said, well, I'm an outcast. Nobody else wants to have anything to do with it. My life is thrown away. I've thrown my life to the wind. And I have nothing. I've earned my whole life. And everything about me, nobody looks at me except a disgrace and shame. I am nothing. And he said, by me so late. But I want you to come now. Because the Lord will take you in. Because he loves you. And he redeems you.
Yeah.
He fell into the same trap. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I hope he did. I'm afraid his results won't be as good as theirs. Listen, my dear friend, let's not be too hard. Amen. I ain't talking about not taking a stand for it. I'll tell you what, we need to consider one another. Amen. We need to be concerned about that lost brother, that lost sister, that lost one. I don't want to be that old griping, grumbling, complaining brother at home. Do you? Amen. I have never known of a preacher, and I know a few, believe it or not, that have fallen. But none of them have made me a better preacher, give me more places to preach. I go not and rejoice over nobody's failure, over nobody going down. It brings me to tears. It saddens my heart to know, regardless, be it saint or be it a preacher, preaching, saint, or whoever, it brings me no pleasure and brings me no joy. Hallelujah. I'm preaching tonight on redeeming love. Hallelujah. I'll tell you how much heaven cares about you, sinner friend. I'll tell you how much heaven cares about you. About your backslidden brother, sister, whoever you may be, and as I thundered, I looked at the cross of Calvary, the shed blood of the Son of God, and the one who died in your stead, hallelujah, and paid the price that you could be saved. For Isaiah said, for we were all as sheep had gone astray. I'll tell you what, and we were lost, every one of us, but saved by the grace of God. I never want to get to the place that I think I'm so holy, and think I'm so saved, and think I'm so secure, until I can't fall right until the grace and keeping power of an almighty God. I'd go down, and the rest would too. Hallelujah. I'm thanking God that He's kept us. I'm thanking God that He's saved us. But I want you to know tonight that He loves you.
Glory to God.
Verse chapter 11, verse number 8. Here's what he said. When he asked the question, Brother James, and he said, how can I give that? The Lord had appeared unto him before. And he said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn. Oh God, to preach. I have loved an everlasting love. Dear friend, the mystery of faults and failures, He still loves you. Am I speaking from the heart of the church to say, we still love you too? How many would raise your hands and yes? We still love you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Pray. Oh. Go yet. Oh, the Lord, they've failed. Oh, Lord, they've done so bad. The Lord, spiritual adultery. Lord, they've done so terrible. And yet I hear Him say, go yet nevertheless. Lord, they have forsaken thee. They've torn down thine altars. They've broken the covenant. They've turned their backs on you. They've refused. tell him in spite of it all, I and come back, come on, Randy. Praise God. Sister Dinah, I'll get ready. Lord, I'm coming home. I was raised in a godly home, and I'm not going into detail. But when I came out of the service, I didn't go home. I rambled for quite some time. Rambled here and rambled there, and once in a while I'd call home. But I'll never forget, Brother Bill. You knew my mom. I'll never forget my precious old mother saying, Bill, when are you coming home? I was ashamed to face my parents and the life that I was in and the state of being that I was in. But one day, in the midst of that failure, in the midst of all of that shame and disgrace, I happened to realize in South Georgia, in a little country town called Hawkinsville, Georgia, there's a man and woman who loved me better than that crowd I was running with, Brother John. I didn't get saved, but I went home. I was bathed with kisses from my mother that loved me. I was hugged in bed by my daddy that loved and cared. Here's what he'll do in the little moments. If you would just come back to life. Here's what he told me to tell you on the left. I will heal their backsliding. And I will love them freely. For my anger is turned away from them.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh Lord, in the midst of it all, with our faults and failures and shortcomings, oh Lord, in the midst of all, you still love us.
Yeah.
You still care. A mist of it all. The reason America's not past history is because God still loves us now. The reason you're not in hell tonight is not because of your keeping power, but because of the love of Christ. It's kidding. I'm asking the saints to pray tonight as I throw up the lifeline, as I cry out to somewhere. Go pray and pray. Brother Tommy, pray. 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 Stand with us, please. If you're able, would you please stand in reverence to the convicted power of the Holy Ghost? Please. He is crying. He is crying.
He's calling for you tonight. God bless this young man. God bless this young man. Sir.
Come on, sir.